The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Jeremiah was inspired to pinpoint the time of his prophecy for Israel's severe trouble and their deliverance. God's wrath will be poured out on a stubborn, rebellious, sin-ridden mankind at the very end of this age. God will let this world know whom the boss is. In Jeremiah 31, verse 7, Jeremiah continues his prophecy here. For thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Indeed, God will be the only one that can and will save his people. And the Bible says, we, the United States and the British people, and the little nation of Judah, whom we call Israel today, and other nations of Israelite descent, will only be a remnant, all because we are too haughty and vain to serve the true God. We are too stubborn, stiff-necked, and rebellious to humble ourselves under the hand of the mighty God, as the Bible tells us to do. We want to be in charge. We want to be thought of as important, wise, and self-sufficient, not needing God to direct our life, not needing God in our life and to direct our steps. My friends, if you really understood and believed what God has said in His Word, where we will be, what our state will be, where our steps are leading us, just maybe you would want to turn to God and be protected in these end-time calamities we are already entering. In Jeremiah 31, verse 8, Jeremiah continues here, inspired by God, behold, I will bring them from the north country, speaking of Israel, speaking of the United States and the British people, and you need to listen to this, my friends, and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and the one who labors with child together. A great throng shall return there. God tells us our state, and it is a state of captivity when Christ returns. We will finally repent and realize that there is a God. We will finally realize that we were created by an almighty God, and that He gave us an instruction book to live by, which we have ignored and kicked it out of every place we can, and picked up the satanic evolutionary theory and taught that lie. But we will turn to our Creator when we see our strength is gone, as God tells us in His Word. But we won't do that until we see that there's no other avenue for us to travel. In Jeremiah 31, verse 9, they shall come with weeping. And God is speaking about the time that He delivers Israel out of the land of captivity. And I want you to understand that this will be the second deliverance of Israel. It's not speaking about the time that He delivered Israel out of the land of Egypt. Jeremiah penned this prophecy 130 years after Israel had been taken captivity by the Assyrian Empire. This is an end-time prophecy. Jeremiah 31, verse 9. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. God says we will finally be willing and anxious to listen to Him, and be willing to live by the word of God. God says His people Israel will finally repent and see ourselves for what we are, and be ready and willing, even anxious, to obey our Maker. It's so sad that we can't see that now and not have to go through the time of Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation that is coming very rapidly on this earth. And as I've said many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, the nations of Israel will take the brunt of this time of trouble. Verse 18, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, you have chastised me, and I was chastised. The word Ephraim here means the nations of Israel. It says, you have chastised me, and I was chastised, like an untrained bull. Yes, stubborn, rebellious bull, or an ox that you're trying to break to work. God says that's the way that His people are, as stubborn as an ox. Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God. Surely after my turning I repented, And after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth. This pretty well describes our attitude at the time Jesus Christ sets his hand to deliver us, and that does include the United States from the hand and the land of our enemies. You don't need to be one that suffers, and maybe even live and go through Jacob's or the United States and the British people's troubles, and the Great Tribulation, the worst time in human history. You don't have to be the one that suffers and dies in that time either. God has promised his protection to anyone that will turn to him in sincerity and in truth. I hope you are wise enough to forsake the ways of Satan and the ways of this world and take God up on his offer to protect you through this worst time of suffering in human history. May God help you to heed. The good news is God will deliver his people once we learn our lesson, once he brings us to repentance. The very last book in the Bible tells us of the wrath or the anger of God, which will be released and poured out on a stubborn mankind that will not turn to God until they realize there is no other direction left for them to travel. In Revelation 1, verse 10, the Apostle John is speaking here, inspired to pen this and record what we read in the book of Revelation. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet. John tells us what he saw and was inspired and commanded to record in the book of Revelation here, and it begins verse 10 of chapter 1. The Lord's day means the day God began to intervene in world affairs, the time of the very end of man's stubborn, sin-ridden, rebellious ways of following Satan. The Lord's days mean a period of at least 1 year of the wrath of God being poured out on this earth. God will pour out his wrath one step at a time, giving mankind an opportunity to repent before he pours out more severe punishment. God poured out 10 plagues on Egypt, one plague at a time. God hasn't changed. So John recorded what will be happening in this earth when Christ is preparing to return back to this earth to take the kingdoms or the nations away from Satan. Christ will, at that time, establish the kingdom of God on the earth. Satan will be bound. Jesus Christ will save man from annihilating life, all life, that is, from this earth. In Revelation 11 and verse 15, it tells us about the return of Jesus Christ here, or at least begins to. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Very good news for everyone serving the true God, but not a pleasant time for the wicked. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and during that time, everyone living will be offered salvation. Yes, everyone living during that 1,000 years will know the plan of salvation and know their God. Revelation 20, beginning in verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nation no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. But before Satan is bound, there will be suffering as has never been in the history of man, and God will be pouring out his wrath for at least the last year of man and Satan's rule on this earth. The book of Revelation brings that out very clearly, and you will pick that up as we continue to go through this book on this series of programs, God's Wrath. Now, why would a loving God want to pour out his wrath on man? Well, the answer is, that's the only way God will be able to get man's attention. God doesn't want to pour out his wrath on this earth, but man leaves him no choice. God is working out a plan, and nothing will stop God from accomplishing his plan. His plan is to save man from himself in a physical sense, as well as to offer everyone salvation. But to do that, God has no choice but to let mankind know that there is an all-powerful God that is to be feared, respected, and obeyed. God will have to take this earth away from Satan and mankind by force. Satan and man, enticed, swayed, deceived by Satan, will not give up easily. God has allotted Satan and mankind approximately 6,000 years to rule this earth. Man has been and is still willing to follow Satan, which God calls the God of this earth. Satan and man likes their way of get, selfishness, lust, greed, vanity, and will fight even Jesus Christ to keep their way, even though their way, Satan's way and man's way, has produced a miserable life. But man likes that way. When God begins pouring out his anger or his wrath on this earth, man as a whole will not repent. They will curse God. Stubborn mankind will harden his heart even more against their Creator. Notice the end result of man's rebellious, stiff-necked, stubborn way of life. God tells us in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, it began to talk about the day of the Lord. Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 1, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst." This is the same time John is speaking of in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. And I want to quote that again. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet." This day is not Sunday, as is commonly taught. It is the day or the year that God began to prepare the earth for his return. The day, or at least one year, he is pouring out his wrath on a stubborn, sin-ridden mankind. And mankind will be right at the point of destroying all life from this planet when Jesus Christ returns. That is exactly what would happen if Christ doesn't return just at the right time. But Jesus Christ will return and save man from himself. In Matthew 24, beginning in verse 21, Christ had this to say, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world, until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." This is speaking about the worst time of trouble and human suffering in the history of man. It's not God or his Son, Jesus Christ, that has led this world to the state we're in or will be right at the very end of Satan's rule of the earth. It is Satan the devil, and this world has been willing to follow him. We will follow him right to the brink of annihilation. Time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. We have a couple of booklets that you should request. Number one, Great Day of the Lord. Number two, Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? And all you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So call us, my friends, or order online or email us for these booklets, Great Day of the Lord, Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? Two booklets here. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, my friends. May God help you to change your life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.